here's an example of just what can happen when a number of like-minded citizens who care about their local community get together. This is just a wonderful story. Now, over recent months particularly, I've been talking with Jax Burgesson up there at Kuranda. She's Secretary Kuranda Conservation Community Nursery, about Elvis and the chicks that were getting killed all the time in that straight stretch just up the top of the range. It's been just awful. The state government wasn't keen to do anything effective there. So Jax and her group got together and they've completed an 800-metre barrier in an attempt to, stop Elvis and the chicks heading across the highway there. Of course, there were so many of them getting killed. She's on the line here somewhere. There she is. Hello, Jax.
Hello there, John.
This is a wonderful win. I mean, it's a wonderful victory. I hear there are a couple of shortcomings here and there, but 800 metres, that was a hell of a task.
It was, and it was absolutely magnificent that everybody turned out on their allotted roster time, and just it went through so smoothly. It was so good, and everyone was exhausted. There was no injuries, so really, you know, there's nothing to say except that was great.
Did you have a four man or four woman running the whole show?
I think that was me.
I'm not at all surprised. Simon Legree with the whip out. No, but tell me about some of the challenges you faced along the 800 metres.
So we had to get rid of some trees that were right in the way. Not big trees, they were saplings. Mm. I think one of the hardest parts was the original walk, where you had to go through with the chainsaw and take this out and that out, and so until we get a good straight run. It was not absolutely straight. It does zigzag. That doesn't matter. So the first team came in and put all the star pickets in. That happened on the Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm. So there were heaps and heaps of star pickets that went in at 3 metres. You can work that out. It's too hard for me.
Yeah.
And then when that was done, then the tensioning wire had to go in top and bottom, and there was some expertise needed there, and there they all were, these expert people, and put it in the wires. By that time, it was ready for the masses, and they all arrived on cue with their little C-staples. I don't know if you know those little C-staples.
Oh, yeah.
They've got their own little pliers, and you just squeeze them. And we connected all the shade cloths to the up and the top and bottom wires and down each star picket.
Mm.
So that's quite a sturdy fence. Elvis has already come across it. So he's walked down until he's found that there's a gap. And there are other gaps produced by the undergrowth. There's quite a lot of wait a while there. But there's an old route that he used to use, so now he's popping out further down the road.
Mm.
So now we just have to get some more materials to block off that area. Then there'll be another one, and he'll identify those. So when we see him on the road, we'll know that we have to go and do that little bit as well.
Mm.
What we want him to do is go down under the Barron River Bridge.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this too. The landowners, have they been helpful? Have they been cooperative? Oh, did that drop out? Wait, dude, this is happening a lot. I might just try and rejig it. Can you hear me, Jax?
I can hear you loud.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It just dropped out for no reason. I don't know why. We've got a whole lot of new equipment, and the dearer the equipment, apparently, the more unreliable it is. Let's go back to the landowners. Are they supportive?
Yes. Yes, totally supportive. And whenever we need to lift things that are too heavy, out comes his tractor, and he's very helpful in every way. He still has to put up a steel fence with remote control gates because he's got a bus depot there.
Oh, okay.
So he needs to be able to do that. So that is lagging. So Elvis can still get through there. And then if he wants to go back his old way, he hits the fence. And so we still working out those particular things. Mm. Soon we'll get it all right. In the meantime, there are still some danger zones.
Mm. Now, let me ask you, how many people came out to help you? How many people? Did you do a count?
Yes, there's 30 at least. Because there were some other people who just rolled up on the day and said, what can I do to help?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
So, yes, it really was magnificent. There were cars parked for a good kilometre, I think. Not on the road. Mm. We had a parking thing that was off the road that was very good. So now they're all weary. We need to call them again to say we need to do a bit more, but there'll be nothing like the Great Wall of China that we've just built.
Can I ask you about Elvis's brood at the moment? There's already one gone, isn't there?
There's two gone.
Two gone, my God.
Yeah, so he's got two now, and I saw them the other day. So cute. Mm. You just want to wash up and give them a big cuddle, but then you might lose your head if you do that, so you don't. So they're beautiful little things, and we've got to try and keep them alive.
Yeah.
And if we can keep him off the road, where he gets on the road now, it's not as bad as the four-lane highway at 80 kilometres an hour in different directions.
Oh, okay.
So he's further down the road. It's a single traffic, you know, in each direction. Yeah. Doing 80, but single is better than overtaking.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. So it's a success story and good on us.
Oh, I think so too. I think so too. You're a model for other members of the community. Everybody should be encouraged to support matters like this because, my God, that feeling when there's only that saying that was around years ago at Mount Whitfield and then there was one, and it just breaks your heart, and that's a prospect we all would face if we didn't make a stand on these very rare birds. You're doing wonders, Jax. Thank you.
Thank you for saying thank you.
She's the secretary of the Coranda Conservation Community Nursery. Her name is Jax Burgesson.